Chapter 38, Paul's Brethren Give Him Bad Advice. This chapter is based on 2. Paul presented to the leaders at Jerusalem the contributions forwarded by the Gentile churches for the support of the poor among their Jewish brethren. The sum far exceeded the expectations of the elders at Jerusalem and represented severe privations on the part of the Gentile believers. These freewill offerings betoken the loyalty of the Gentile converts to the organized work of God throughout the world. Yet it was apparent that some were unable to appreciate the spirit of brotherly love that had prompted the gifts. In earlier years, some of the leading brethren at Jerusalem had not cooperated heartily with Paul. In their anxiety to preserve a few meaningless forms and ceremonies, they had lost sight of the blessing that would come through an effort to unite in one all parts of the Lord's work. They had failed to keep step with the advancing providences of God and attempted to throw about workers many unnecessary restrictions. Men unacquainted with the peculiar needs in distant fields insisted that they had the authority to direct their brethren to follow certain specified methods of labor. Several years had passed since the brethren in Jerusalem gave careful consideration to the methods followed by those who were laboring for the Gentiles, and made recommendations concerning certain rites and ceremonies. At this general council, the brethren had also united in commending Barnabas and Paul as laborers worthy of the full confidence of every believer. At this meeting, some had severely criticized the apostles upon whom rested the chief burden of carrying the gospel to the Gentile world, but during the council their views of God's purpose had broadened, and they united in making decisions which made possible the unification of the entire body of believers.